Okay, moving on in Siman Tov Tzadi Vav, we're in the bottom of page 205, moving on to page 206. And we've discussed how chomer Yom Tov Sheni is. We have so much so that someone is menadnoto, someone is mezalzel in Yom Tov Sheni. Okay, so therefore Yom Tov Sheni is a very, very big deal. And already discussed in the Beis Yosef, which is obviously a very more modern Shiloh, which is becomes Meisim the Kol Yom, is what happens when Ben Chutzarts is in Eretz Yisrael, and a Ben Eretz Yisrael is in Chutzarts. Even though the Beis Yosef, both the Beis Yosef and in Shuta Vakat Rochel, really talks about both directions, Ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutzarts, and Ben Chutzarts. In Eretz Yisrael, he chose the Shulchan Aruch, he only brings down one side. He says, Ben Eretz Yisrael, Shebo L'Chutzarts. V'yom Ben Eretz Yisrael, he goes to Chutzarts for Yont. His asurim lasos malacha b'yontav sheni b'yushuv afilu daita lasor. Says the Beis Yosef over here that B'nai Yitzhak goes to Chutzarts, even though he should really only be keeping one day, nevertheless, he is not allowed to do malacha over there. Why? As we learned in Maseches Pesachim, in the fourth parak, Makom Shenagu, you're not, you have to do the chumras of the place you came from and the place you're going. So over here, the place you're going, it's asur to do malacha. So mi chumra, you have to take on those dinim and not to do malacha over there. That's what he says over there. But that's only when he's lagia li yishuv. Okay? If he comes to a yishuv, as we'll soon see, he's talking about a yishuv of Yisrael. There are Jews living in this community. At that point, he cannot do malacha on Yantav Shein. The Kol's man shalo, Yigil Yishuv, he has not gotten to a yishuv. He's still in the midbar. Or for that matter, the Mishabur is going to tell you, if you just got to a yishuv, a goyim, got to a community, it's all goyim and no Jews there. Afilu ain daito lasar mutar, lefisha dain lo hukva lios kamosan. So long as he, even if he's not, his plan is not to go back there in Israel, he's planning to stay in Chutzarts, but he's not reached yet a yishuv. Over here it means yishuv, sorry, it's a midbar, not where people are living yet. Then, afilu yigil yishuv, vein daito lasar. However, if he gets to a yishuv and his das is not to get back, once he gets to places that people are living and his das is to stay in Chutzlarts, chas v'shalom, nasa kemosan v'asar b'memidbar b'meyishuv, then it becomes like the b'nei Chutzlarts, and it is asar for him to do anything b'memidbar, even if he enters a midbar where no other people are live, nevertheless it'll be asar to do for him to do malacha, because now he's b'nei Chutzlarts. Just like B'nai Chutzarts are not allowed to do malacha, whether Bein B'Yishuv, Bein B'Midbar, so to this guy who's not planning going back. V'chol chutzlatchum einos lam chumri makom shahaloch l'sham. Okay, if he is still chutzlatchum, okay, and his das is to go back to Eretz Yisrael, then he does not have to worry about doing malacha. That's what comes out over here, that a Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutzlarts, if once he enters into a Yishuv Yisrael, then it is going to be usher for him to do malach. Okay, even though it's going to be yontif, still, you know, it's not really yontif for him. It's not really yontif for him, and therefore, listen, see, the Isaiah's going to wear tefillin, and he's going to daven in chol davening, but nevertheless, he can't do malacha because he has to act like he's doing, like the chomer is of the place where he is found right now. But so long as he's not in the yeshuv, he's not in a place where there are Jews over there, then it's going to be permissible for him to do malach. The Mishnah Berurah says this in Sikkot Yud Gimel. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here. In Yud Gimel, v'kol chutz l'tchum rotzal lomar, bein b'day d'las v'bein bein d'day l'ay kosh lo yigil l'tchum ha-yishuv, mikri lo yigil l'yishuv adayin. So long as he's not gone, gotten up where people live, that is not considered a yeshuv yet. Vine says, Moreno v'Ravino Rav Nevinson. In Dibur Masel Tchuma Yishuv, which gets to the modern Yishuv, what happens if you fly from Eretz Yisrael and you get to the airport? What's the status of an airport? Is that a Yishuv? There's people there. So Lechora at that point is going to be also for him to do Malacha. Says Moreno v'Ravino Rav Nevinson. He's actually quoted from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman holds like this also, the Tchuma Yishuv. He says, Nemal Te'ufa, okay, which is an airport. Eino Nechshev L'makom Yishuv, that is not considered a Makom Yishuv. You need people who live there b'kvius, since an airport is a place where people come in and out. That's not a place that is a place that is a makom b'kvius. Therefore, it is mutzer for a Ben Eretz Yisrael to fly to Chutzlarts. Let's say tonight I got in a plane, and I got a plane and arrived in Chutzlarts tomorrow morning, that will be mutter, even though I arrived in an airplane to the airport. L'chora, that's Okay, that's usher to do. You're not flying an airplane. Nevertheless, it'll be mutter for me to do that because I'll get to the airport. Once I'm at the airport, so if you're in an airport, let's say in LaGuardia or JFK, or for that matter, most airports in any place that is a big city, once you get to that place, you're already in a makam yeshuv. Once you can't leave the airport, I wouldn't be allowed to leave the airport. Because once leaving the airport, so then you're amongst people, and there's going to be Jews living in those areas, and therefore it's going to be usur for me to leave the airport. I would have to stay in the airport. Some say stay a little bit longer, so people may say it may be left after Yontif. But be karon after Yontif's over in Chutzarts, then I'll be allowed to leave the airport. And that's up to some many Bnei Eretz Yisrael will do that. They'll fly in Yontif Sheni. They'll get them to make sure they don't leave the airport until after Yontif is over. Okay, so that is the din over here. Okay, so that's what comes out over here. You are not allowed to do malach. You're not allowed to malacha. We're a Bnei Eretz Yisrael in Chutzarts. Technically, it's not Yontif, but you can't do malacha. Rav Moshe Feinstein had a tremendous chiddush over here. Rav Moshe Feinstein held, it's in the Igros Moshe, I don't remember the exact marmakom. Rav Moshe held that it is mutter for a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz to go ahead and turn on and off lights. Okay, you can use the chashmal on Yontif Sheni. Oh, why is that going to be mutter? He says, since, as long as it's not doing it in front of people, because people will say, oh, you might see from the window the light going on and off. People will say it's from the Shabbos timer. People will think it's from a Shabbos timer. They won't realize that melacha is actually happening. And therefore, that's why Rav Moshe held it would be mutter to do those things. Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Posim held that this would also be asur. And therefore, they held you would not be allowed to turn on and off lights. You would not be allowed to do other types of melacha. Also, you're not allowed to play with muksa. You're not allowed to do anything that is really asur to do on yant. However, when it comes to mitzvos, that's different. Rav Posim and Rav Shlomo Zalman held, let's say making Avdallah, let's say Motzei Shabbos, Yontif fell, Yontif Sheni fell on in Shabbos. Yontif Rishon fell on in Shabbos. So Motzei Yontif Rishon, you need an Avdallah candle. You have to light candle for Mitzvah. Mitzvah, if they go into a room and lock the door, no one see them. Mitzvah Mitzvah, they will be allowed to do it. I believe Rav Yashiv even held that was awesome. Even Mitzvah Mitzvah would not be mutter to do malacha. But that's by malacha. Shlomo Zalman is even makel, but it's by malacha, it's a tzarech mitzvah. But for sure, it says the Mishnah Berurah, it's Hilchot Yud Gimel, four lines down. It says, Mitam zeh, tzrichim im lispal tzvile shmoneh esrei belachash b'yantav shein. They say their own shmoneh esrei on yantav shein. V'chein lahaniach tefillin b'tzina, they put on tefillin in privacy. Came and should die to Lazarus, and his plan is to go back there to Israel. No salam chumri amakum shiatzum isham. They have to do the chumras of where they came from also. You can't forget. So even though they have to do the chumras of the place they're in, they can't mevatel themselves from mitzvahs because the chumra amakum, they're shalach misham. So therefore they have to put on tefillin. They're just going to put on tefillin in privacy in this case, and they're going to daven a chol shmonasi or chol moit shmonasi if it's during Chol HaMoed, the second day of Yom Tov. Okay, so that's it. So he has to put on tefillin, he has to daven. And the question though is, how does he go about davening in Ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? How does he go back about davening? Does he put on tefillin and then say Kriyat Shema and then go to Shul where everyone else is going to be in Shul? They're going to be doing Yom Tov davening. At least he can say Shemon Esrei at the same time. They'll say his Shemon Esrei, they won't know. And they'll say their Shemon Esrei. Or does he go ahead and daven everything in the privacy of his own home, in the basement over there with his tefillin on, and then go to shul? He wants to hear Kaddish and Kedusha and things like this. He'll go ahead and do it. That's a machlokas in the post. He yantav sheni kehilchasa. He reads out a machlokas in Rav Yashiv and Shlomo Zalman. Rav Yashiv held, and he puts on his tefillin. He says Kriyat Shema. Then he goes to her, and he goes and takes off his tefillin. He goes to shul. He daven Shmoneh Esrei with the rest of the tzibur. Generally, he held that davening with your tefillin is even better than tefillah of betzibur. Therefore, he said to go ahead and daven in the basement of your own home, or of your parents' home, wherever you might be, and then the Chutz La'aretz with your tefillin, you say Shemoneh Esrei, and then you go off the shul, you hear Kaddish and Kedusha, and things like that. That's what Bnei Eretz Yisrael would do in Chutz La'aretz. One other hetter that they have is that if there's something that could be done in a mutter way, let's say there's two ways of doing something that's going to be done in a mutter way, or could be done in an asr way, a Ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz could do it even in the asr way because people will think that he did it in the mutter way, and therefore it would be mutter for him to do this action so long as there's a mutter way of going ahead and doing it. Which leads us to the obvious question about that's Bnei Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. What about Bnei Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael? So when you're talking about keeping 1 day or 2 days, that's the hot topic that everyone likes to talk about. Do you keep 1 day or 2 days? So once again, the Pashas of the Beis Yosef and Shut, the Farish and Shut, Avakat Rochel of the Beis Yosef, that he held the same thing just like Bnei Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz is... He is no way, like the Chumri HaMakom Shabbat. So over here, they have to be no way, like the Chumri HaMakom that they used to come from. They came from a place that keep 2 days, so they have to take the Chumras of that. Makom Shenagu, you have to take the Chumras of both. So to over here, they should have to keep 2 days here in Chutz La'aretz. That is the passion, I would say, the passion where the sugi would start is the most logical thing would be to say that it would be pashut for Bnei Chutz La'aretz, they would have to keep 2 days in Eretz Yisrael because of the Chumrah of the Makom Shabbat, where they came from, and therefore it would keep 2 days. Comes the famous, or the famous, but the Chacham Tzvi, the Shuk Chacham Tzvi, in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, he was asked the Shiloh, what do Bnei Chutz La'aretz do when they come to Eretz Yisrael? Says the Chacham Tzvi that I believe you keep 1 day of Yontif. You keep 1 day of Yontif, like the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. That is what the Chacham Tzvi says. Oh, he asked the Kasha himself, what about, why don't they have to take the Chumras of where they came from? Why don't they keep the Chumras of where they came from? Says the Chacham Tzvi is because the following svar. He says because when Bnei Eretz Yisrael, when Bnei Chutz La'aretz, When we say that you have makom shenagu, you have to keep the chumras of the place you came from, that's only if there's not a tzadi iser of doing what you're doing in the place where you are right now. But he says, someone who keeps yantiv in a place where you're not allowed to keep yantiv, that's a problem of baltosif. That's a problem of baltosif. So he says, if there's a reason to say not to keep the din, says the Chacham Tzvi, that therefore that we don't apply the regular principle of makom shenagu, and therefore, Bnei Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael would keep only 1 day of Yantif. That's the Svara of the Chacham Tzvi. Okay, there is one other Svara that is brought down, and that is a Svara. This seems to be a Raya, if Tukachinsky points this out, is that back in the day, when people came for Aliyah Regel, it was a double punch. They didn't keep 2 days of Yantif when they came for Aliyah Regel. They came for Aliyah Regel. They kept 1 day of Yantav. That seems to be his raya. That seems to be the Davar Pashut. That seems to be a very nice raya to the Chacham Tzvi that you should keep only 1 day when you're here in Eretz Yisrael. So before getting into how the poskim deflect these pesukim, you should know that if you want to add up numbers over here of poskim and the size of Machloka, it is not much of a bad. Okay, you're talking about like 90%, 10% of the poskim who hold, they have to keep 2 days of Yantif. Starting with the son of the Chacham Tzvi himself, the son. It shoots Yayitz. Okay? Rav Yaakov Emden ben Tzvi, son of the Chacham Tzvi. Rav Yaakov Emden held not like his father. He rejected his father's rayas, and he held that you have to keep 2 days in Eretz Yisrael for Bnei Chutz La'aretz. So that's just one Mar Makom that one should know. The son of the Chacham Tzvi himself held like that. The Talmidim of the Gra, the Pasa Shulchan, also have Bnei Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, have to keep 2 days of Yantif. And none other than the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah himself, black and white in our siman. When you open up the siman after talking about Bnei Chutz La'aretz, he says over here, 5 lines to the end of page 206. He says, "Ben Chutz La'aretz Shebal Eretz Yisrael and the Sif Kadon Yud Gimel. Ben Chutz La'aretz Shebal Eretz Yisrael. Im Daito Lachzor LiMekomo. If his das is to go back, he's here for Yantif, and his das is to go back, or he's here for a year, and his das is to go back. Tzarich Lasos Shnei Yamim Yom Yantif. He has to do 2 days of Yantif. Okay, he has to do 2 days of Yantif." Mikol Makom, Tfilas Yantav starts to spell and make the Mitzina. Nevertheless, he still has to do a Yantav davening in the privacy of his own home. Achenim Daitu Shalol, Achsalim Mikol Maliola. But if his das is not to go back, So now he's making himself like a Ben Eretz Yisrael. That's the same thing. The Ben Eretz Yisrael goes to Chutz La'aretz. And he's planning on staying there. He becomes like a Ben Chutz La'aretz. Ben Eretz Yisrael. Ben Chutz La'aretz becomes Eretz Yisrael. It all depends on his das. If his das is to go back, so he's still a Ben Chutz La'aretz. He's still going to keep 2 days. If his das is to stay, then he is going to be a Ben Eretz Yisrael. And he's going to keep 1 day of Yont. Okay, so we see the Yavetz. And the Talmid of the Gra, we see the Mishnah Berurah over here, all paskin 2 days of Yont. Which begs the shaila, what are they going to do with the Chacham Tzvi? Okay, so in Mincha Shlomo, Rishomo Zalman in the Shailas and Shuvas and Simon Yud Tess, he has a bunch of shailas about Yont of Sheni over here. In Oschas, the topic is B'divrei HaChacham Tzvi, the Ben Chutzah Shver Yisrael, in Ano Yel Yont Alech. And he brings down the Chacham Tzvi and he says, the Chori's got a very nice proof. If it's true, if there's a Tzad Chumra to say, if Mamash is going to be Baal Tosef over here, then maybe they should keep 1 day. However, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Vayaniru l'chora, shegam be'eretz Yisrael, im echad rotz l'achmer al atzma l'achshoch z'l'shmada, if a Ben Eretz Yisrael wants to be choshish, like we said before, not like the Rani want to say, I'm afraid of the Shema, I'm afraid that the Christians are going to come, the Muslims are going to come, they're going to put us into Tzaros, Chas HaShalom, and I'm not going to know the Kfiyah Diarcha, Ulimanei mil melacha gam yon sheni, not to do Yiyah, decides not to do melacha yon tev sheni, come up with Chutzlarts, the Eino over Bebal Tosif. Okay, he's not going to be over Bebal Tosif. Give me out the time to choshish the Mishon, the Bechutzah, Shach gam Eretz Yisrael. Even though Chazal never said in Eretz Yisrael you have to keep 2 days, nevertheless, since the reason applies also in Eretz Yisrael, says the Shlomo Zalman, it's not going to be Baal Tosif really. And by the way, the Chazon Ish himself, they say, was machmer not to do malacha d'araisa on Yom Tov Sheni. They say the same, the Brisker Rav didn't do malacha on Yom Tov Sheni. There were poskim in Eretz Yisrael who would keep Yom Tov Sheni even in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that the whole source of why the Chacham Tzvi is saying that this whole svara, it's a good svara, but it's not true, he says. It's not true over here because he believes it's not real, a real Baal Tosif. Okay, he does go back and forth a little bit afterwards, but that is his main thing. He rejects the Chacham Tzvi's svara over here. Oh, but what about the other right? What about the fact? You hear this all the time. The Bnei Chutzlarts come and say, hey, if I was here and Aliyah regular the time of the base of Egypt, I would only keep 1 day. Why should I have more from than them? I have to keep 2 days. So that is very pashut based on Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says earlier over here in Simon Yates. Okay, I believe in Os Gimel. Rav Moshe Feinstein fleshes this out also. And that is a double pashut. That's what changed in history between what used to be, when why they used to keep 2 days back in the day, versus nowadays why they keep 2 days. Back in the day, when it was a din in the Shlicha Basin, where it was Mamash HaSafik, we didn't know what to do, because we didn't know if the Shlicha Basin is not going to be able to get there, and therefore we keep 2 days, because we're Mamash HaSafik. So in a Hanabi, when they come there to Yisrael for Aliyah Regel, it's not a Safik anymore. The only reason why we keep Yontif back in the day, the time of the Basin Mikdash, was we kept 2 days of Yontif from Bnei Chutzlarts is because we're Mamish B'Safek. We don't know which day is Yontif. So when they came on Aliyah Regel, so it's bullshit, they would keep 1 day because it's no longer a Safek. Masha Ein Kei, after Chazal came and said, you know, say we are Dayim, and we keep 2 days because of the Tzars, that became a new din. That became a new din of Yontif Sheni. It's not because of a Safek anymore. It's because that is the din of Bnei Chutzlarts. You keep 2 days. And therefore applies, even if they come there to Israel, you have to keep the chumras of the place where you originally came from. So no one's disagreeing on history. No one's saying that in back in the day of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to keep 2 days when they came. It's partial they came 1 day. Nevertheless, nowadays, once the din has changed for the reason why we keep 2 days of Yontif and Chutzlarts nowadays, so too over here, a different when Bnei Chutzlarts come to visit over here in Eretz Yisrael. So that is the svar. We tack on to the Yavetz and the Pashulchan and all of a slew of other achronim quoted over here in the Shari Tshuva and other things. You have the modern day Poskim, you have Rav Yashiv, you have Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have Rav Moshe Feinstein, and you have Rav Avadi Yosef. Okay, without getting to the din of the Bachram for right now, Rav Avadi Yosef Pashut held that the general rule, someone's coming to visit for a week and going right back, he is going to keep 2 days of Yontif. That's what that one was. So you have, I don't know if there's another place where you have Rav Yashiv, Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Avadi Yosef, the four largest poskim of the previous generation saying to Pashut, you do one thing and you have people doing something else outside of that. Okay? So that is the Rav Pashut over here. You see the slew of, I know, to top that off, the Chaznish, the Brisker Rav, who even kept 2 days over here in Eretz Yisrael, let alone that. But you have over here a Davar Pasha that Ruba, the poskim held like that. There is a third Shita, and it's that they say it, Bashem the Rav. It's not the Rav to make it up because it's mentioned over here in the Shari Tshuva, and that is to do the Chumras of both places. Not to do Malacha, but you put on tefillin, and you do mitzvahs, and things like that. Okay? That is another option, a third option that is a possibility. I just want to say about that. Okay, I'll tell you a story without mentioning the hotel. You can figure it out. Back in the day, 10, 15 years ago, 90%, I heard these numbers from people who said 90% of the hotel used to keep 2 days Yontif. 2 days Yontif. Until 1 year, one rabbi in America decided, no, we're going to keep 1.5 days. 1.5 days that lasted for 1 year. A whole group of people after that. Now about 90% of that same hotel keep 1 day of Yontif. Keep 1 day of Yontif. That's what happens when you keep 1.5 days, unless you're a tremendous Talmud Chacham. If you're the Rav, you keep 1.5 days. It's very complicated what yes to do and what not to do. Your mamash have to be holding in all different aspects of Shulchan Aruch to know what to do and what not to do in these cases. 1.5 days is not an option, in my opinion. That's not an option because it's just too complicated. It's not shaykh. It's not the lemaisa. Once you keep 1.5 days, generally that's just a footstool into keeping 1 day because you're not there. Okay, therefore, Lechora is a davar pashut on the Asdaiti that everyone must keep 2 days of Yontif when they come here. You see over here, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable the slew of posting. They've never even heard of the Chacham Tzvi, but they're relying on the Chacham Tzvi. Okay, unless you're Lubavitch, you're Chabad, the Shulchan Aruch Rav also held 1 day in Eretz Yisrael. That is, unless someone has a real source of a real posek, who is their posek, to keep 1 day, to say, go ahead and keep 1 day, is very, very difficult to hear when you hear. However, we all have heard there are certain heterim. There are certain heterim that perhaps people have heard about. So the first one, I don't know. Say, if you own a piece of property here in Eretz Yisrael, then that should be, that you should be able to keep 1 day. Lanias Daiti, I've never found the exact source to such a claim. I hear the Svar Bing, property, I guess some status of Ben Eretz Yisrael. But Lechora, you look in the poskim, that should not apply either because, you're either Ben Eretz Yisrael or Ben Chutz Laretz. You have to ask yourself, which one are you? You're Ben Eretz Yisrael or Ben Chutz Laretz? Because I live 350 days of the year in Chutz Laretz. And so I have an apartment here that makes me a Ben Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure why that would make someone a Ben Eretz Yisrael. That very, very difficult that I could understand that such a svara. And it's pashut according to Rosh Hashanah. It's for sure that you can read his words over here. It is pashut that would not be a heter over here. See, mistakenly, I've heard that people want to say Rosh Hashanah's name. That's not Rosh Hashanah's psak at all, anything to do with an apartment. What Rosh Hashanah Zalman does say, though, or does not say in Simon Yud Tes, in Oz Gimel, he discusses over here. So, not in Oz Gimel. In Oz Zayin, Simon Yud Tes, Oz Zayin, in Chashlomo, Rosh Hashanah Zalman does discuss. What if someone has a Dira, and he comes for all Shalosh Regalim? Okay, he comes to Ashur Hashagam. This too, one could say, it doesn't make it a Ben Eretz Yisrael. He's still a Ben Chutz Laretz who comes to Ashur Hashagam. Over here, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, I believe he might even mitzdarif the Chacham Tzvi, perhaps. Okay, but he does say over here that for the Shalosh Regalim is a Ben Eretz Yisrael. That is the Svar of Shlomo Zalman. For Shalosh Regalim is a Ben Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't mean that I came, I'm a Bachar in Yeshiva for 1 year, and I'm here for all 3 months, for 3 Regalim. That means, no, that's not. It means that I've taken upon myself that I basically come
for Shalosh Regal. Okay, we have one of our alumni now who comes every Shalosh Regal. So he keeps Rav Saltz. Only keep one day because, for like Rosh Hashanah says, for Shalosh Regal, he would be a Ben Eretz Yisrael. But outside of that, that's not Rosh Hashanah says. And Yantav Sheni Yehiyokas, he just points out, whereas Lav, he thinks Rosh Hashanah is Lav Dak, but you need to have an apartment and beer for Shalosh Regalim. That was just like the normal way. If someone goes to a hotel for Shalosh Regalim or rents an apartment for Shalosh Regalim, it would be the same thing. He'll be able to keep one day of Yontif. Okay? Another thing. Moreen Rabbeinu Rav Neventhal did tell this many times. Allah Lamaisa Shailas. And this happened to me. Lamaisa, our first year in Kala. We weren't sure we were staying here in Eretz Yisrael. We were coming here for learn for a couple of years. Our plan was generally maybe to go back. But he asked me the following question. This is his psak in general. Is there a chance you might end up staying? Okay? Is it that where your solid plan, your vade going back? Okay? At that point, I said if things work out, then parnasa-wise, we wouldn't stay. And Baruch Hashem, that's Kadosh Baruch Hu bless us. We're still here today in Rav Neventhal told us our first year in Kol to keep one day of Yontif. We're here on our own. We fired ourselves up. We weren't totally b'dasa chayrim. Okay, we didn't have a college signed up or a job signed up. If things worked out, we're going to stay. So we ended up staying. So that was the psak of Murray Rabbeinu Rav Neventhal. Therefore, he's told this to many people of Bachim who are older Bachim who have already been here. Shana Gimel, Shana Dalid, and he would say if they have a chance, if they're soundly, no matter what, they're going back. So you could be here for 10 years. But if your plan is to go back, and no matter what, and going back, whatever it might be. 2 days. However, if you have a chance, also mitzvah, you might be here. So then you could already be a Ben Eretz Yisrael and keep one day a corner of them. And so not everyone held like that. Some posting, even if you're mesupach, if you come from Chutz La'aretz until you're vaday Ben Eretz Yisrael, you're still Ben Chutz La'aretz. That remembers something to take that from his holds Misad Safi. You see over here, both in the writings of Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Neventhal, they will mitzvah the Chacham Tzvi as a Safi. Okay, Rav Yoshev didn't even count Rav Chacham Tzvi over here as a suffix. He said he can't even mitzvah from Lekula whatsoever. Okay, another shaila that might be is, let's say your parents might be retiring and they buy an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, the apartment in Chutz La'aretz, and part of the year they're here and part of their year they're there. So how do you decide? What are you? Ben Chutz La'aretz and Ben Eretz Yisrael? That's when it gets a little complicated because over here you're 6 months here, 6 months there. So that could be, basically, it sounds like from Shlomo Zalman, you go after the road. But it could be over there, you could be both. You could be a sort of Ben Eretz and Ben Chutz La'aretz in this case, if you really have, you're really there, and you're really there. So therefore, if you're in Eretz Yisrael for Chag, you'll keep 1 day. And if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you'll keep 2 days. So only in this case, can you play this game, you're sort of both. Okay? The same thing applies to Shlomo Zalman writes, if you're there always for Shalosh Regalim. But I don't know, one year, I don't know, a family member got sick, so they couldn't come for Sukkot, let's say. So in that case, even though they're generally a Ben Eretz Yisrael for Shalosh Regalim, now that they're in Chutz La'aretz, and they're generally always in Chutz La'aretz except for Shalosh Regalim, they would keep 2 days completely. So those are the cases where you can play this game, here, this or that. But generally, you have to decide, are you a Ben Eretz Yisrael, a 1 day yid, or a Ben Chutz La'aretz, a 2 day yid? Now you don't decide, you have to decide, what is your Metzias? What is the real Metzias? Those are generally the lachas. There's a tremendous amount of shilas that do come up over here of Ben Eretz Yisrael, Ben Chutz La'aretz. The last thing, and I'll end with, and that is the shiloh of Ben Chutz La'aretz allowed to ask a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do malacha for them, or for that matter, I don't know, to go buy them food in a restaurant and things like this. Is he allowed to do this on the first day? So that also here in Mincha Shlomo, Simin Yud Tes. Oz Gimel, over here, he discusses that shiloh. Do we have a problem? We know Amir La'akum, we said, is Aser, even the Yontav Sheni Shogolish. You're not asking a guy to do malacha for you, even on Yontav Sheni. But what about asking a Jew who is mutter to do malacha? Shlomo Zalman goes back and forth over here in Oz Gimel, and he ends up saying the following, he says there's another din that we have, a Ramah, in Hilchos Shabbos that says, let's say you have a Jew who took on Shabbos early. Except the Shabbos, an hour before Shabbos. And he says, whoops, I forgot to, I forgot to set the timer in the house, whatever it might be, I forgot to do a certain malacha. Says the Ramah, he's allowed to ask a Jew to do the malacha for him. Amir al-Yisrael, where it's mutter for Yisrael to do it, and not for the other Yisrael, we see a source in halacha that is mutter. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, so too over here, it would be mutter to ask the Jew to do malacha for him. And then he says another gevaldik raya. He says the following, right? He says, there's another concept, even by Amir Lakham, if there's a mutter way of a guy doing something, okay, let's say, there's a mutter way, I'm allowed to ask a guy to wash the dishes, because there's a mutter way of washing dishes on Shabbos. It happens to be the guy's going to do it in a nasser way. Okay? Similarly, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it could be really mutter for me. Right now I'm the Ben Chutzlaitz. For me to do the malach. What's that? If I accept myself and make Aliyah this moment. If I accept myself as I'm right now, then I am a Ben Eretz Yisrael. I'm staying in Eretz Yisrael forever. Right now you get a cup of wine, they call Dalma, and you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael. A Ben Eretz Yisrael of Mamish. So he says, since technically it's Bidas Atzmi, I have the power to become a Ben Eretz Yisrael and do this malacha myself. He says, therefore, perhaps you could say, you could ask the Jew to do the malacha for me also. So you want to know, that's the halacha l'maisa. You want to become a Ben Eretz Yisrael on the spot. Say, I'm staying here. You keep one day then. So by the end of the day, Rosh Hashanah matters doing a merely Yisrael on Yom Tov Rishon. He holds that is going to be mutter to do Lamaisa. Morina Rabbeinu Ranan, so basically holds like this. Rosh Hashanah might hold like this also. He says there's a separate problem of Mselchas Chavit Dabri Dover, not to speak about Malacha on Yom Tov, and therefore Rav Neventhal says you should ask with a Beremiza. Only Beremiza Shlomo Lashon Tzivu, you say it's dark in the room, and then they'll know to go ahead and turn off the light, okay? But not to do it. You can ask him how you want to buy you a burgers bar on the second day of Yom Tov. So before Yom Tov, tell your friend to buy you a burgers bar. It'll be not a problem. Okay, it could be asking, whatever. I can't go into all the details, but in general, as long as you're not going to talk about malacha, then Rav Neventhal would also say it's totally fine to ask a Jew to do it. By the way, it's two different days. In the Shari Tshuva itself, in our Simon Tov Tzad Yivav, if you want to see the Mar Makom, the Shari Tshuva, in Oz Dalid, he sees the Berk Yosef, B'Shim Lari Kash, She Ben Chutzar, She Omid Be'er Tzol, Mutter Lomar Leben Eretz Yisrael, She Yasa Malacha B'Yom Toshem. He brings out the Ezmekel, and he says, Mari Parago, Mari Malcho, Dachu Dvar of the Skimul Isser, 2 days in the Shari Tshuva, Shlomo Zalman, that day was Mekel, and Rav Neventhal held it is Mutter so long as you do it, Biramiza, Adkan for today.